Well, it is a very big pleasure to talk about something that's dear to my heart with an expert, because it's funny, when I was the president of Royal LePage a long time ago, we had just installed our first computers. I mean, we were able to put in 250 pictures into a computer. Can you believe that was the maximum? We were so proud. And to transfer one picture took 40 seconds, just transfer it from one computer to another. Well, I did write in our company newsletter, I wrote, I said, not every agent will use it, but the agent that will use it would be at an advantage with a computer than over the agent that is not having a computer. Well, today we're talking artificial intelligence, and the same thing applies. Realtors investors say they don't need artificial intelligence, but let's face it, a realtor investor with artificial intelligence tools on your a property IQ, which is a program that our next guest developed, they will outperform the ones without it every single time. And so we are very, very happy to have with us Richard Morrison, who is a long-term realtor over 20 years in the city of Vancouver. He's an investor both in the United States and Canada. And he has created a program. He's been on national TV like CTV and CBC for some groundbreaking innovation in the artificial intelligence and real estate world. And so we are going to dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence. Thank you for joining me, Richard Morrison.
You bet. Thanks for inviting me. It's funny you mentioned the timeline between getting that computer installed in your office and the time now. It seems so far along. And then such an acceleration. You know, I developed this, AI realtor, and we made national news in 2023, and now it's already antiquated. So it's already old news. And, and you know, there's new things coming up that already beat it and are far, far, far superior. But for that time, it happened to be pretty big, pretty fun stuff to get done. So.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, but there are some secrets that, you know, we all talk ChatGPT and then people go to it and they can play with it or not. But Mark Manson once said that knowledge is knowing the right answer. Wisdom is asking the right questions. And that's more important than ever on artificial intelligence, because, yeah, it will do what you want it to do, but you've got to ask the right questions.
It's so true. And, you know, a lot of these models that have come out, including the new, there's a new model that just came out last week from GPT-4. It's a model that can reason as intelligently as supposedly as intelligently as a PhD student with an IQ level of 120. And that just came out last week, and I've been playing around with it. But people have been making all sorts of fun and interesting things with this product. You know, as far as gaming is concerned, and coding, and getting into these reasoning models, it's really interesting what it's able to do. So I'd like to show you some of that today, in fact, and some of the things that I use in my practice to help my clients, buyers and sellers, to make better investment decisions, and including some of the things that I use for my own self.
Well, and that's the important part is, you know, we can games and it's all fine. But when we understand that road from putting that first picture into a computer and then getting it to 250 and then transfer it now millions in seconds, that huge shift is happening in the artificial intelligence as well. Only it's going to go faster exponentially. But the key is, how does it help me? How does it help the investor? How does it help the realtor? And that's why I'm so excited about you showing us. I mean, how can you prompt large language models for success? And can we show you some examples?
Certainly. I mean, it's really interesting you see that, because it really is not the tool itself, but the operator. You know, the operator will kind of like you mentioned, it's the wisdom of asking the right questions. So it's really in the hands of the operator, and the success factor is in fact the operator, and not necessarily the large language models. So yeah, I can definitely show you some of the things that I've done for my clients and I do for myself. So let's get on it.
Interesting thing, to put up the slideshow, but I just want to make sure that we're going to show you some slides. But at the end of the presentation, we'll have a barcode that you can then use and send it to Richard, and he'll answer some of the questions that he has asked ChatGTP and send them to you, or we'll have it in our bottom on our information line where you can get a direct in contact with Richard. So let's take a look at the slideshow.
Sure, let's have a look.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be able to see things like how to negotiate better, how to identify issues on your strata minutes, identify market opportunities, how to compare, properties that you're looking at with other properties, how to get comparative market analysis, and et cetera. And some of these things that I've used were on my own product model there. So this is one of the prompts, for example. This is for buyers. You can prompt the LLM. And again, I'm going to provide all this information and more if your users want it in a barcode or a link. So if you get lost in this, don't worry too much about it. I'm going to go pretty quickly so we don't spend time looking at slides. So for instance, in this one, it cues the model as an experienced real estate agent. It's important that you prime it so that it gathers up all that knowledge. And then it goes on to say, well, negotiate this particular condo that I'm looking at. And, use this strategic approach. And I go on a number of set of approaches. For instance, the first thing is understanding the market. If we can go to the next slide. So we're looking at market condo, market trends in Vancouver, et cetera. And then, you cue the model to show, or rather the model responds, show me recent sales in Kerrisdale, for example. This is where this condo is located for stronger negotiation points. I explore potential renovations or improvements that I could justify an offer below asking price. And then lastly, I mean, not lastly, but some of the things are explore the building's maintenance history and upgrades to your decision-making using the meeting minutes attached. So you can attach all of your meeting minutes that you gather from your realtor, for the last 24 months.
Now, this is what you put into ChatGPT. This is what you put into.
This is some of the cues.
This is how you're prompted, right?
Correct. Yeah, this is how
you prompt. And you have to go into great detail. It isn't just, it's, you got to give it instructions as if it was your pupil. It's learning from you.
And it's almost like, picture it as if it's your realtor or an assistant to your realtor. And especially with the new reasoning models, it can go into a lot of detail. So, it will go into Google search and it will find, or in any other search, it will find these details for you. And you can also give it the information, for instance, the meeting minutes for it to find information that's good for you to use in negotiation. Also, it will find you issues with the strata minutes. And some of my prompts, I include all of the issues that buyers find in and issues in Vancouver, particularly that you want to look after, that you want to look for, things like, water ingress, insurance details, roofing issues, plumbing issues, all of these things that the model should look for. And then for buyers, another prompt is to prepare a CMA, we prompt the model to make sure that the CMA accounts for floor level, which is important. You typically a floor level increases by 2,500 to a little bit more, but depending on the building, size and square footage, age and condition, et cetera. And then you can include also three comparables or more. You insert those three comparables. You can just be their addresses and the model will be able to account it for you. Again, there's a lot more to this prompt. I'm just including a little bit. If your buyers want more, make sure to click on the link or use the barcode to get all of these prompts. So the next slide, this is just some of the responses for from the LLM. This is from GPT-4.
You use an abbreviation there that people may not be familiar with, LLM.
It's a large language model. So ChatGPT is a large language model. Google has got their own version, which is called Gemini. Anthropic has their own version called Claude. There's a number of different versions out there. But the far most, the most advanced at this current time is the GPT, ChatGPT version that they just came out with the analytics, and they have, or sorry, with reasoning capabilities, which is what I'm using here. And also I'm using a specific GPT, which you can go into the GPT stores and find. So this is a particular GPT, which I include in my barcode and my link as well, so that you can actually use this.
Right. Yeah, properly. That's good.
And then here you, sorry, go ahead, Ozzy.
No, that's good. Yeah, but so So the listener, or the if you're a listener on podcast, you can also send me simply an email, oz@jurok, and I will send you Richard's contact information. If you're watching the video, just go to the end for the barcode, and also you can get the information printed in the recommendations.
There you go. And this response here, for example, this is the GPT responding that, you know, the higher floor levels have found that this particular unit, you know, you can decrease the price by 35,000 because there's a higher unit price much or, you know, equivalently at that size. And then it takes into account sizes, and then it takes into account parking and all of the considerations that I asked it to in the original prompts. And then at the end, it gives you a pricing analysis. So, and that all takes seconds. I mean, a realtor used to take, we're talking about the short distance between things now, and realtor used to take hours to be able to turn one of these up. And then now you can do it yourself. But the important thing is that this doesn't replace the realtors. I wanted to mention this. This doesn't replace the realtor. What it's going to replace is maybe it'll replace 80% of them. And I'll talk about that a little bit later on after the, in this conversation. It most likely will lose 80% of knowledge workers. So this will replace 80% of the realtors maybe out there, and the 20% who know how to use this will remain. And I think that it's important for your listeners to know as well, to make sure you find an agent that's using these type of things, because guess what? If they can do this in a matter of a couple of minutes, they have more time to call clients and make sure that your condo gets sold, your house gets sold, and have those important conversations, right? You know, instead of being bogged down by these analytics. So if you go to the next slide, I show a little bit of examples about how sellers can. Sorry, Ozzy.
No, that's what I was going to. I was going for going.
Yeah. Right. This is for sellers. A similar thing. It's just preparing a CMA once again. And all of the considerations that I put into the LLM for it to take a look at. And then if we go to the next slide, this is an interesting one. So you negotiate the above points. So once you have that CMA, you negotiate the above points as a seller and give me the strong points. And then make sure you use actual data from similar units currently on sale. So it will find actual data. It won't hallucinate. Use all points given in my initial CMA prompt to compare, and then use your acumen as an agent with multiple years of experience and knowledge in the Carisdale area. So guess what? It's going to search for, you know, market statistics online in the Carisdale area, and then knowledge about the area as well. And it's going to include that into the negotiation as a seller. I'm just negotiating this particular condo right now for my seller in Carisdale. And it found, you know, statistics that properties hold their value much, much better in that area because of the great schools. And it went on to list the schools that are particularly close to that property. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. So, yeah.
And then I can write an email. I said, write an email to the, you know, to the realtor, identifying these points. And then when I call him, I have all these points in my you know, in my brain now, and I can talk to him. So it gives you an edge on negotiations also. So here you go. You have prime location in Carisdale, outlining all the schools, recent upgrades to the building. There were balconies that were upgraded, pergolas, et cetera. Penthouse appeal. So this is a corner unit. It found out that it's a corner unit. It has natural light. It has a large balcony. And then a strong term value because this is in Carisdale. And then, you know, it mentions the competitive price, which is better than most one bedrooms in that area. And if you can go to the next slide. And then, you know, this is also great for investors. And I use it for myself, and I'm sure that your investors could probably have a great, you know, use of this as well. So as an investor, gather potential rents in the Carisdale area for two bedroom condos. So it will go actually find, you know, rental listings out there, and then tell me and then give you an analysis. Tell me the advantages of investing in this condo. Use actual rental values from the web to back up this data. And then give me a 10-year cash flow analysis with these assumptions. Then going on again for investors, finding, you know, 10 bedroom, or sorry, find me 10 other two bedroom condos in Carisdale. Or I also include two more areas in Fairview or in Kitsilano with more favorable cash flow. Ensure you calculate rents for each of these three regions below. Assume a mortgage rate of 5%, semi-owned compound. and make sure it's only a max price of 1 million and the market appreciation, and assume a market appreciation of 5% per annum. And then assume that I have a down payment of 20%. Use the web to back up your findings. So we want to make sure that it doesn't hallucinate once again here. And then calculate the ROI over 10 years. And place your results in a markup table format. And you can see the results in the next slide. It's unbelievable. And it did this within seconds. You just had to make sure that you asked the right questions.
Yeah,
that's
right?
So
key.
All of those prompts. Sorry, go ahead.
That's the key. You know, it doesn't have the questions themselves, but if you give it the questions, it now, through this reasoning ability, has the ability to go find it. That's just unbelievable. That is really, it's beyond anything that I've seen. So that's exciting.
Yes, it is. And guess what? You know, if I have an investor client, guess how much of an edge I have over other agents that are, you know, that are looking for this information, right?
Which brings
so
us
now
back
I
to
can
how we started. It's the agent with the AI that's going to outperform the agent without it. There's no question about it. So you better get cracking and get used to it. There's a learning curve. I'm sure there is. You've been at this for a while. In fact, Richard, I remember you brought me onto a picture called Pictory, a program called Pictory. And I mentioned it to you the other day. Oh, you're saying that's a dinosaur. What was that, 18 months ago? And this allowed me to take my newsletter on Ozbuzz and make a video out of it, you know, simply by putting the text in on one side and then put the. I still think it's valuable, but he's already floating in the air whereas I'm still crawling on the ground. But look at this. Here the program comes up with a cash flow and return on investment over 10 years, all in seconds.
Absolutely fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's
You can
mind-boggling.
also calculate an internal rate of return, all that stuff. You know, I have all these prompts for you guys. So if you go, I mean, the next slide is but the barcode, you know, you guys could use and then get these almost illegal AI prompts. And they really are. They're going to give you a huge edge, you know, and you can become the Terminator. And, you know, just use these things. And then you can get really creative with them yourself. You can go different directions and et cetera. And I think you mentioned you're going to put a link as well. So for those who don't know how to use a barcode, just to check out the link below, and then you'll be able to get these prompts that I use myself for my own clients also.
Well, that's very important. I was talking to my grandkids the other day, trying to explain to them about the importance. I said, look at ChatGPT, it's a pupil, right? So you write a letter. Why don't you write a letter to your grandfather? Oh, what a wonderful man he is. And, you know, all this. Yeah, sure we do, Opa. Yeah, no, write that letter. And when it's written, look at it. And then say, make it more human. Make it more friendly. Or then another prompt is, put it in point form. When you realize that by making these requests to your letter, you yourself, from a business application, I want this to be more business-like and outgo the friendly. I want this to be more human, I find this changes the whole flavor of the letter. And it's mind-boggling. I got a call from somebody there, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he said to me, Ozzy, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that letter. I'm